Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg up to 19 degrees tomorrow, Polokwane 23, and Pretoria peaking at 21.
Joburg highways, can we just not? The R21 south through Tembisa is a mess. Both directions through Allendale and Midrand is a mess. Baclue interchange trying to get out towards Fourway is very, very slow. There's a crash on the R24 and 12 link. Everything between Galilee and Geldenhuys is a mess. The Mike 1 northbound through Sandton is a disaster. And the Mike 1 and Mike 2 are both queuing into Crown trying to get south.
To a man with your sport headlines, 85-3 is what the Indians were on when the match was delayed by rain again at the Oval, and the Springbok women welcome back experienced trio for a crucial clash against the Black Ferns 15.
The Reserve Bank has cut the repo rate by 25 basis points to 7%. Thank you so much, Rob. I was waiting for that since 4 o'clock. Thank you.
Sorry. I'm here celebrating the Reserve Bank.
Thank you. It's a day-long story, so we can celebrate. The lending rate now, 10.5%. Governor Lesetša Ganyago says the decision was unanimous amongst various global challenges.
Global economic conditions remain uncertain. The United States paused tariff increases in April, but that pause expires tomorrow, and many countries do not yet have new trade deals. World oil prices spiked in June due to escalating conflicts in the Middle East, but have since eased. To date, global economic activity has been broadly resilient to these stresses.
Speaking about those trade deals, Brussels and Washington struck a deal at the weekend which will see most EU exports face 15% US levies. France, Italy and other winemaking countries in Europe are still pushing for zero tariffs for alcohol, but those talks are still ongoing. In other news, the MK Party says it's not surprised by the Constitutional Court's decision to dismiss its application for direct access. The party approached the Apex Court to challenge the appointment of Professor Firoz Kachalia as acting police minister and the placing of Senzo Mkhunu on leave. MK spokesperson Nhlamulo Ndlela says they anticipated the move on procedural grounds.
Let us not forget that this is the same Constitutional Court that at first instance and last instance, when the case against President Zuma for him to be incarcerated without him having gone through and having had a day in court, this is the same Constitutional Court that allowed direct access for the incarceration of a man whom, by the way, had not even seen his day in court and sent him to jail.
And Nkosana Makate says he remains hopeful despite the Constitutional Court sending his long-running compensation battle with Vodacom back to the Supreme Court of Appeal. Makate was at the Constitutional Court today when Justice Mbuyiseli Madlanga delivered his final ruling from the bench. The unanimous judgment found that the SEA committed serious legal errors and ordered that a new panel rehear the case. Here's Makate.
No, obviously, we expected a different decision and we have to abide with the court decision. And we're going back to the SCA because they have said that the SCA must apply themselves properly and maybe outline the reasons that they should lead them to a decision.
And a fourth person has been added to the case of three adults charged for the making of a child to use drugs. The four appeared before the Johannesburg Magistrates Court after a video of the four-year-old smoking what's believed to be drugs went viral. The suspect includes the child's mother and the man who filmed the video. Action Society's Joanita Dupria now calls for stronger child protection laws.
What makes this even more shocking is that he knew exactly how to use the drugs, making it very unlikely that this was an isolated event.
I'm Marlene Fouchier. Vandaag se groot nuus, die rentekoers is met 25 basispunte verlaag.
When you hear,
hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran. Give me
the shivers. What's up, it's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
More music you love on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.